我记得呢，当电影在这些 VHS 啊、DVD 啊、Cable TV 上面发行的时候呢，有很多人就以为呢，戏院的生意呢一定跌下去了。
And when the all the different mold of media, DVDs, VHS, people think that the sales of movie theaters will come down.
但是我们其实我们现在都了解了，其实戏院的生意不单只没有跌下去，其实越来越好。
Now we realize that not only did the sale not go down, but actually the sales for cinema is actually is getting better and better.
为什么呢？
How is it so?
你问你的儿女也知道。
You can find out the answer from your children.
因为你知道呢，你去戏院去看戏的时候呢，跟你在家里面看不一样。
You see, when you actually go to the movie theater to see the experience is quite different.
这些立体新的音响啊，跟有这些荧光幕，都好像把你的整个人放进去这个电影的故事里面。
The 3D sounds and also the big screen would actually almost allow you to enter into scenes of the movie.
你知道我们看圣经呢，如果你要看的有味道呢，其实也是同一个道理。
You see, when you read the scripture in order to have the full taste of it, it's the same theory.
你必须要把自己放进这个故事里面。
You have to put yourself into the story.
当你把自己放进这个故事里面呢，你就会有一种身临其境的感觉。
When you actually put yourself in the movie, you almost can experience almost as if you were there.
我们通常用这个默想神的话，其实就是这个意思。
This is what it's like when we try to meditate God's words.
今天呢，我们要看圣经里面一个很动人的故事。
Today we want to go over a very touching story in the Bible.
这个呢，就是有关亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒的故事。
This is a story about Abraham sacrificing his own son, Isaac.
那么呢，我就希望大家一起来默想这个故事。
Well, I hope you can all meditate the story together.
意思就是呢，你看你自己呢，就是亚伯拉罕。
That is to try to experience that you are Abraham.
你呢就要把你的儿子献给神。
You have to sacrifice your son to God.
所以呢，我们一起来啊，我们默想创世纪二十二章。
So let's try to meditate to work together the book of Genesis chapter 22.
很久很久以前。
Long, long ago.
有一个人就叫亚伯拉罕。
There is a man whose name is Abraham.
就是你啊。
That is you.
你呢？现在已经到你的晚年了。
And now you are reaching your latter years.
因为你已经超过一百岁了。
Your age is well over 100.
你是一个敬畏耶和华的神。
You are a dedicated to worship Jehovah.
耶和华呢，在你四十五岁的年这一年呢，呼叫你。
Jehovah called you when you were at the age of 75.
他应许你呢，你将来会承受一个很大的福气。
He promised you that in the future you will be greatly blessed.
你会成为一个国家的始祖。
You will be the father of a country.
万国会因你得福。
Multi nations would be blessed by you.
所以呢，你就放弃你的家庭，离开你的家乡，一直到现在你所站的迦南地。
So you give up your family, you leave your home village, and now you reach the final location where you're standing, which is the land of Canaan.
在从四十五岁到现在，其实你经历过很多人生的变化。
So in the age of 75 to now, you have experienced a lot of changes in life.
你面对饥荒。
You have faced hunger.
战争。
Wars.
亲人的离别。
Close relatives left you.
但是你最难忘记的一件事情，就是你跟你的太太一直生不出孩子来。
The one thing you actually cannot forget is that you and your wife cannot have any children.
虽然呢，你为了这件事情呢，曾经跌倒过。
Even though because of this you have fallen and actually failed before.
但是你还是仰望神。
But you still look to God.
到你一百岁的时候呢，神给你一个儿子。
When you reach the age of 100, God gave you a son.
到现在你的儿子已经一个是一个童子了。
Now your son is reaching his teenage years.
你想你大概可以退休看看你的儿子成长。
And perhaps you can retire and watch your son grow up.
这个就是你面对的晚年呢。
This is the latter years that you're facing right now.
有一天耶和华呼叫你。
One day, Jehovah called you.
他说亚伯拉罕。
He said, Abraham.
你说我在这里。
You said, I'm here.
耶和华说你带走你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去在我所指示你的山上把他献为燔祭第二节。
And God said, take your son, your only Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah.
So, 呢你听到神的要求的时候呢你心里面就是好像刀割一样。
Actually, God told you to sacrifice him so as a burnt offering. When you heard this, you kind of froze up.
因为以撒呢是神赐给你的。
Because Isaac is the one son that God gave you.
为什么今天神又把他收回去呢？
Why does God today want to take him back?
你心里面不明白。
You don't understand in your heart.
如果神知道有今天的时候，为什么当时还要把以撒赐给我呢？
But if God already know about today, why did He still give me Isaac?
神知道你爱以撒了。
God knows that you love Isaac.
为什么他偏偏要选他要献为燔祭呢？
Why does He still chose Isaac to be the sacrifice.
你还有一个儿子啊。
You still have another son.
他叫以实玛利啊。
His name is Ishmael.
如果神要献这个，大概你没有这么大的挣扎。
If God wants you to choose to have you sacrifice Ishmael, perhaps you don't have as much of a struggle.
因为以实是承受神应许的一个儿子。
Because God, Isaac is the one that actually that fulfilled God's promise.
没有他，你就没有将来。
Without Isaac, you don't have a future.
你心里面还有想一个问题。
You're still thinking another question in your heart.
耶和华神不是一个与众不同的神吗？
Jehovah God, isn't He a quite a different God?
迦南人拿他们的儿女献祭给神。
The people in the Canaanites sacrificed their own children to their gods.
你可以明白啊，因为他迦南神是假神呢。
I can understand that, because the Canaanite god is a false god.
但是耶和华是真神。
But Jehovah is a true God.
你是至善至美的神。
He's a perfect God.
你为什么现在要求我哪一个人？甚至给你呢？
Now why are you telling me to take a person to sacrifice to you?
神，你的要求为什么是这么不合理呢？
God, why is your request so unreasonable?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有面对过神对你很不合理的要求啊？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever received an unreasonable request from God?
好像有人三番四次的得罪你。
Like someone who actually repeatedly offend you.
神还要求你去原谅他。
God still asks you to forgive him.
有的时候呢，神明知你现在是没有工作呢。
And sometimes God will know that you don't have a job.
银行里面的钱都快用完了。
The bank account is almost running out.
神，你还要我奉献吗？
God, you still want me to give offering to the church?
教会为什么每一次侍奉都是找我呢？
Hey, how come every time God, the church needs someone to help, how come they always ask me?
我哪里有力量去服侍这么多人呢？
I don't have the energy to serve so many people.
你这些问题呢，在圣经里面差不多都有人问过。
You see all these questions, people have asked that sort of questions in the scripture.
主耶稣要求彼得，你要原谅得罪你的人70个次。
Jesus told Peter, you need to forgive those who offend you 70 times, 7 times.
以利亚先知呢，他曾经要求过一个快要饿死的寡妇，你先做一个饼给我吃。
And the prophet, Elijah actually was asked to actually make bread to ask bread from my widow.
还有就是耶稣曾经要求腓力去喂饱5000人。
So and also Jesus also had asked Philip to feed 5,000 people.
这些都是很不合理的要求啊。
These are all very unreasonable requests.
为什么我们这么好的一个神？有的时候会对我们有怎么不合理的要求呢？
Why is it such a great God, such a wonderful God, ask us for such unreasonable requests sometimes?
我们读创世纪22章的人就知道这个原因。
Those who read the book of Genesis, chapter 22 would know the answer.
因为第一节已经把这个原因告诉我们。
Because in the first verse that they already tell us the answer.
就是神要试验亚伯拉罕。
And that is, God wanted to test Abraham.
为什么神要试验亚伯拉罕？
Why does God want to test Abraham?
雅各书里面呢，去解释给我们听试验的好处啊。
And the book of James tells us the reason for having these tests.
在第一章的第二到第四节，这边讲说，我的弟兄们，你们落在巴般的试炼中。都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全。成全的意思呢，就是成熟的意思。成熟的信心有什么表现呢？他就解释了，就是完备，毫无缺陷。
In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 2 through 4, it says, Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature. Mature in this case means complete, not lacking in anything.
当神对我们有无理的要求的时候呢，只是我们要喜乐。
When God gives us unreasonable requests, and that is the time to rejoice.
因为这个是我们信心成长的路。
This is the pathway to for faith to be mature.
所以当神对你有不合理的要求的时候呢，我们不要问为什么。
So God, when God gives you these unreasonable requests, don't just go and ask Him why.
我们应该要问他 what, 就是我们当做什么事情。
You should ask him what, which is to say, what do I do now?
其实呢，有的时候你们做父母的就明白，有的时候你必须要这个小孩经历，这些苦难，他才会成长的。
And you, so those who are parents, you understand that because you want your children to go experience all these tough times in order to be mature.
好像有个妈妈，她问她的女儿，今天要做几条数学的功课啊
？And a mother asked her daughter, "How many math problems are you going to do today?"
她说12条。
She said 12.
那么他们就开始一起做。
So they started working together.
从晚上9点做到12点。
So they started working from evening from 9 o'clock to about midnight.
那么妈妈问。还有几条啊？
And then my mom said, "How many more?"
还有9条。
Still got 9 problems to go.
那这个妈妈为什么做呢？
Why is the mom doing that?
还是陪她一起做啊。
So the mom still sat there next to her and started to work on it.
为什么啊？
Why is it so?
其实这个题目对这个妈妈来说很容易啊。
Of course, these problems are actually very easy to the mother.
但是如果她不陪这个女儿去做的时候，她就不会成长了。
But if she doesn't sit next to the daughter and do this, then she would not be maturing.
如果你要成长的时候，你就不需要经过这些训练。
If you need want to mature, be mature, you need to go through these exercise.
你看，当亚伯拉罕听到神的命令。
You see, when Abraham heard God's order.
那么亚伯拉罕就是你，你有什么反应呢、啊、
？And Abraham is you. What's your reaction?
你看，从第三节里面，亚伯拉罕，你就是好像一个军人一样。
And you see from verse 3, Abraham is like a military man.
他动作很快。
He actually moved along very fast.
他预备这个驴，带仆人，连他的儿子，劈好柴，马上就出发了。
So next morning, actually, Abraham got his donkey, his servant, and he with his sons leaving right away.
一条问题都没有问过。
He did not ask one single question.
没有跟太太商量。
Did not consult with the wife.
可能呢，他从他过去的经验里面学到一个功课。
Perhaps he learned this from his past experience.
就是你面对神的命令的时候，你越快去遵守，其实是越容易的。
Perhaps it's easier to once you hear the order from God, the faster you respond to it, the better it is.
你拖越久的时候呢，你挣扎越大。
The longer you wait, the more struggle you have.
那么他就带他的仆人一直走，走了三天。
So he took his servant and actually started departing for about 3 days.
走了三天的时候呢，就走到这个摩利亚山的山顶上。
So after 3 days, they got to the bottom of the Mount Moriah.
可能呢，这个山呢，这路很陡，所以呢，他就把他的仆人跟其他东西呢就留在山底下，就跟他的儿子呢一直走路上去。
Perhaps it's a very tough hill or mountain. So he left the donkey and the servant the bottom of the hill, and Isaac and him just went up the hill.
你看呢，你的儿子以撒呢，当时其实不是一个小孩了。
You see, your son Isaac at that time is no longer a small child.
他已经是一个少年人，他可以帮你背这些柴去山上面。
He's already a young man. He actually can carry all this firewood for you to climb up the hill.
就是因为他怎么听话，你看见他心里面更痛。
And that is even as you see that he's so obedient, you feel more pain even more in your heart.
当你们一起走的时候呢？以撒就问你一个问题啊。
As you walk along, I can ask you this question.
他说：“爸爸，这个火跟柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
？”So father, the fire and the wood are here, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?
其实当你听到他这个问题的时候，你就好像听到打雷一样。
When you hear this question, it's almost like you hear the thunder.
因为你知道以撒就是这个羊。
Because you know Isaac is this lamb.
你多么愿意，就是你代替你的儿子。
It's how so that you want to be replacing Asaph with yourself.
但是神没有这么要求，你知道神必须要你献以撒。
But God did not ask this. God wants you to sacrifice Isaac.
因为，但是你还是。心里面愿意顺服神。
But in your heart, you still want to obey God.
因为在过去几十年里面，每一次你顺服神的时候，你都发觉神有更好的预备。
For the many years that you have experienced with God, every time you obey God, God has even better preparation for you.
就好像上一次神要求你听你的太太，Sarah 去的话，把你的大儿子赶出去的时候，当你把他赶出去的时候，神有一个更好的计划。
And then it's like last time, God wants you to send out your oldest son. You listen to him, and God actually have even something better prepared for you.
所以当你想到神的预备的时候，你就跟你的儿子以撒这样子讲。
So when you actually think about God's preparation, you said this following to your son.
我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，
Your son, my son, God would prepare to provide the lamb for the burnt offering.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见亚伯拉罕有一个不动摇的信心？
God, do you not see that Abraham has a very firm faith?
你知道我们怎么可以好像亚伯拉罕一样有一个不动摇的信心呢？
How can we, just like Abraham, has an unmovable trust?
在生命记第八章里面呢，教我们一个方法。
The book of Deuteronomy gives us this following method.
这个就是在第二到第四节里面这样子讲。
It's in verse 2 to 4.
他说，你要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯，苦练你，任你之恶，将你和你列祖不所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃。
Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and test you in order to know that what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feed you with manna.
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里面所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚没有肿。
To teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years.
在这段经文里面，他讲了两个秘诀。
In the, this scripture, it talks about two secret recipes here.
第一，就是你要纪念你过去的日子。
That, number one is that you remember our days in the past.
当以色列人记得他过去四十年神是怎么样保守他们的时候，他们对神的信心就不会摇动。
For the Israelites, for them to remember how God had blessed them, so their faith would not be moved.
就好像我们有一条诗歌里面说，主的恩典样样都要数，必能叫你惊讶主奇妙的看顾。
And it's like with him that we have, let's count your blessings, name them one by one. It will surprise you what the Lord has done.
另外一个方法呢，就是在这段经文里面提到，我们要知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃靠耶和华口里面所出的一切话。
The other verse is that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
这里是告诉我们，神的话比起食物更重要。
This tells us that God's word is far more important than the food.
当你相信神的话是永不改变的时候
，When you trust that God's word would not change，
那么你对神的信心就不会摇动。
And by then you will trust that your faith will not be shaken.
当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候呢，希伯来书解释他内心里面是怎么想的。
In the Abraham sacrificed Isaac, the book of Hebrew explains what's going through Abraham's mind.
就是他纪念到，在圣经里面呢，曾经说，从以撒所生的才为你的后裔。
It's through Isaac that your offerings will be reckoned.
那么对他来说，自然神的话是不能改变，以撒是没有可能死的。
To him, since God's words cannot be changed, therefore Isaac will not die.
但是现在神又要以撒献为燔祭。
But now God wants Isaac to be the burnt offering.
所以他心里面有什么他的结论是怎么样呢
？So what's his conclusion in his heart？
他有个结论是从来没有发生过。
So this conclusion had never happened before。
就是他以为神还能叫人从死里面复活。
And perhaps he thinks that God will actually resurrect someone from the dead。
当亚伯拉罕纪念他的过去
When Abraham think about what happened in the past,
还有当他相信神的话,
and also on top that God's word will not be changed,
那么他的信心就不会摇动,
and therefore he has this unmovable trust.
最后, 亚伯拉罕, 就是你带你的儿子以撒到了这个地方,
and at the end, Abraham, then that is you. You brought Isaac to all the way to the place where you sacrificed.
你建这个坛,
you build this altar.
把这个柴放在上面,
you laid out the firewood on top.
最后你把你的独生儿子放在上面, 绑起来,
and then you put your only son on this and actually strap him up.
你心里面也觉得很奇怪,
You're thinking very, you know, this is very strange in your heart. And you know that your son Isaac is a young man. He has greater strength than you. He can run faster than you.
但是呢,他却是很顺服的,
but yet, he is very obediently allowed you to strap him down.
可能他知道你心里在想什么。Perhaps
he knows that what's going through in your heart, in your mind.
以撒知道他就是这条羊。Isaac
knows that he is the sacrificial lamb.
等待你把他献给耶和华。And
allow you to sacrifice to Jehovah.
最后你把刀拿起来，你要把你的儿子杀在这个坛上面。And
then you raise up the knife you want to killed your son on this altar.
亚伯拉罕没有留下一个东西不献给神。
Abraham did not leave one single thing, not that he would not sacrifice to the Lord.
以撒就是他一个没有保留的一个奉献。
Isaac is his unreserved sacrifice.
虽然 亚伯拉罕最爱的就是以撒,
even though the one that Abraham loves the most is Isaac,
他也了解以撒这是神赐给他的,
he also recognized that Isaac is his blessing that God gave him.
如果以撒死掉的时候, 亚伯拉罕所有的祝福其实都没有了。
If Isaac is not there anymore, God would take away all his blessings.
因为亚伯拉罕, 你没有可能再生孩子,
because Abraham, you cannot have any children anymore.
你有没有想过为什么亚伯拉罕会愿意剪指柱?
Have you stopped to think about why Abraham would allow that to happen?
你知道人呢, 都是把最好的东西留给你最爱的人。
Men would always reserve the very thing that you love the most to the one who you love the most.
你看你怎么每一次, 切生日蛋糕的时候呢，你怎么分你就知道你最爱是谁。
If you look at how you when you serve a birthday cake, how you serve it will tell you how who you love.
如果你是最爱你自己呢，那么你这一片呢就是永远最大的。
If you love yourself, then this very piece will be the largest piece.
亚伯拉罕他把以撒献给神的时候，是证明一件事情。
When Abraham sacrificed Isaac to God, it proved one thing.
就是他爱神超过他爱神的祝福。
He loved God far beyond he loved God's blessing.
你有没有发现在教会有一个很奇怪的现象?
Have you not noticed that there is a very strange phenomenon in church?
有一些人呢一直来教会。
A lot of people come to church all the time.
他参加敬礼班,
he was attend the baptism class.
最后他在教会受浸,
and then he will be baptized in church.
受浸以后, 慢慢就不来了,
and after baptism, he will actually gradually fade away and not come to church anymore.
我跟其他牧师讨论这件事情, 他们说我们教会也是这样的。
I actually talked to other pastors about this, and they say they have the same phenomenon in the church.
为什么会这样子?
How is it so?
因为对有一些人来说, 他以为呢, 他受了水礼以后呢, 将来就一定上天堂了。
But perhaps for some, if you have accepted the water baptism, then for sure you're guaranteed to enter heaven.
我都得到神的祝福了，我还要神来干什么？
I have already received God's blessing. Why do I still need God?
现在你明白神为什么这样子试验亚伯拉罕。
And now you see why does God test Abraham this way?
因为他要知道他的内心是怎么样。
Because God wants to know what's inside Abraham's heart.
当亚伯拉罕他要把他的儿子杀掉的时候。
And when Abraham wanted to sacrifice his son.
那么这个天赐就呼叫亚伯拉罕说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕
Angel of the Lord has called out to Abraham Abraham, Abraham
你不可在这童子身上下手一点不可害他现在我知道你是敬畏神的了因为你没有将你的儿子就是你独生的儿子留下不给我
Do not lay a hand on the boy Do not do anything to him Now that I know you fear GodBecause you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
亚伯拉罕通过神的考验。
Abraham passed this test from God.
在这个时候，他抬起头来。
And this time he looked up.
就看见有一只公羊，两脚扣在这稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就垂了这只公羊，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
And then and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by his horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son.
最后神对亚伯拉罕说
In the end, God said to Abraham,
因为他做了这个事情没有留下他的儿子
Because of what he did, he did not reserve his own son.
所以神说我只做我自己启示
Therefore, I...
就是他 swear by himself.
So I would actually swear by myself.
你知道这句话呢，从来在圣经到现在没有出现的。
So you see that this phrase had never appeared in the scripture.
神就是很就是保证我。以下所讲的话的确会发生在你身上。
So in a way, God is actually guaranteeing what He's about to say, the following.
那么神就再次重复他从前给亚伯拉罕的祝福。
So when He repeat His promise to Abraham.
但他还加了一句话。
But He added one more line.
就是讲到呢，你的子孙必得仇敌的城门，就是。这句话的意思呢，就是他不单只得到这个地方，他还要打仗的时候他会得胜。
And he would take possessions of the cities of the enemies. That is, if they go through the fight, he would actually win.
好了，我们今天讲完了这个故事了。
Oh, so now we're done with the story.
我想问你，你看完这个故事的感觉是怎么样
？So I ask you, after you hear the story, how do you feel?
我有一个感觉。
I feel the fall.
这是我有一个埋怨。
I have a complaint.
怎能如此呢
？How can it be?
这是神，你为了要知道亚伯拉罕敬畏你，你把他放在这个试验里面，你不觉得是很残忍吗
？And you, God, you actually, you know that Abraham honored you, but yet you put him in this situation. Isn't it kind of cruel?
你不觉得？如果真的弄错了，我的儿子就死掉了。
If that's a mistake, my son's gonna die.
但我如果我是亚伯拉罕的时候，我想我会有这个想法。
If I were Abraham, I would think like that.
但是呢，当我再去想的时候呢，我有一个不同的结论。
But as I think about this some more, I come to a different conclusion.
就是你知道。亚摩利山是在哪里
？You know where the Mount Moriah is？
其实就是耶路撒冷圣殿的地啊、这个地点。
And that is the where the Jerusalem Temple is located。
所以当你看圣经的时候呢，你就发觉过了大概2000年后呢，其实同一件事情发生在这个地方上面。
So you see, 2,000 years later, the same location, the similar thing happened.
就是有一个爸爸带他的儿子来到这个地方的附近。
And that is a father brought his own son to the vicinity.
把他的儿子，独生的儿子，拿来献祭。
Then took his own son, for sacrifice.
唯一的分别，这个儿子的确死掉。
The only difference is this son truly died.
没有羊代替他。
There's no, replacement lamb.
这一个爸爸就是我们的父神。
This, father is our heavenly father.
这个儿子就是耶稣基督。
The son is Jesus Christ.
当创世纪二十二章十四节讲到，在耶和华山上必有预备。
In the in Genesis chapter 22 verse 14 and said, the Lord will provide.
没有人想过这句话其实是预言父神将来会为人预备他的独生儿子死在十字架上。
And no one would actually consider that this in the future God would actually have His own Son and die on the cross for us.
主耶稣就是神的羔羊。
Jesus Christ is the Lord's Lamb. It is the Father's Lamb.
将来有一天他会被挂在这个木头上面，亲身代替我们的罪。
And one day He would be hanged on the on the tree so that his sin would replace ours.
没有错，神对有的时候对我们的要求呢是很不合理的。
Yes, indeed, God's request to us sometimes can be very unreasonable.
他要求我们好没有保留的爱他。
He wants us to actually unreserving trust to Him.
但是你要知道，我们的神的确是用同一样的爱去爱我们。
But you see that God is using the same kind of love to love us.
就好像罗马书里面第八章三十二节。讲到神既不爱时自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
It's like in Romans 8:32, He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?
神对我们的要求一点没有过分。
And the request that God has for us is not unreasonable at all.
因为他是这样子去爱我们。
Because that's how he loves us.
问题就是我们人愿不愿意去接受神这样子对我们的爱。
The question is whether or not then, want to accept this love, for ourselves.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand prayer.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
因为你没有留下一样东西不赐给我们。
Because you did not reserve one thing that actually you did not give it to us.
就是你最爱的独生儿子主耶稣，你还是为了我们的罪赐给我们。
And that is for your only son, Jesus Christ, you did not reserve that and yet give it to us.
我愿意就是我们每一个人对你的爱都是同一样的回应。
May we all have the same kind of love.To respond to you.
就是用你这样子爱我们的爱去同样的爱你。
And that is with this love that you have for us to turn around and love you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.